is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name.
No surprise here that there's lots to talk about today. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, known as Dudley in the Doug Steffen family album. It says Dudley underneath the picture of me, so why not try that? Ken Kessler is here in his family album. It says Ken or Kenny or Kenneth. Did your mother call you Kenneth?
Kenneth, when I was in trouble, yes.
It was always Dudley when I was in trouble, yes. That is correct. I have the skinny on Jennifer Horn, by the way. She is not going to be back until the 20th, it would seem, or the 22nd, somewhere in there, because she has another assignment and therefore has blanked us out. She's put us aside. She's taken leave of her senses, or at least leave of us. So we'll have to fare it alone. She is a very busy lady, very much in demand, and so I'm always pleased to be able to acknowledge that she's an important cog and part of the Good Day program. But understand when other things take precedent, you understand it, happens in your life, happens in my life. So we forge ahead. We move on with, I guess, a discussion of Syria to a certain extent. We'll have a 2020 news quiz later in this hour as well. Maybe a history quiz. I'm not sure. We'll either do a news quiz or a history quiz. Your way to have one of us take care of your prize needs. Everybody wants to have a prize. Everybody should have a swell prize in their life. 888-302-3684 connects with us along with your Facebook consideration, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So in pursuing the seemingly endless story of Syria, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved limited military action. That's a committee vote. Still goes to the Senate and the House next week. Meanwhile, the president, I was comparing and contrasting what the president said then and what he says now about doing things like this. Interesting how the experience, the on-the-job training that most of these candidates and then presidents, I think that Obama, though, has been probably the least schooled, the least trained, the least prepared of any president in my lifetime, learning on the job. I guess you can do that and get away with it as long as nobody gets hurt. Anybody been hurt? He wasn't, you know, you go back to the Bill Clinton era when he started on the job training, and one of the first decisions he made was to send National Guard into David Koresh's place in Waco and kill 86 people. That was on the job training. I don't know that Obama pulled anything like that. What was, I'm trying to think of what Bush's on the job training was. I guess it was September 11th. Right?
Yeah, that happened, yeah. What, a year into his...
Yeah.
Not even a year.
Not even a year, yeah. It was in his first year.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of on-the-job training. And then people say on the other side, well, what could possibly train you for what you would have to confront? And I guess that's kind of true. If you have the right advisors around, and that was also a question of what Clinton had some pretty good advisors around him, and Reagan did, Daddy Bush did, for the most part, and Obama hasn't. Obama's had horrible advisors around him, impractical, inexperienced. So anyway, what do we come out of the discussion with in terms of Syria and what to do? What are your thoughts? 888-302-3684. Anything new on Twitter or Facebook, Kenny, with regard to this?
Let's see. This is interesting. St. Bridget's Church, which is a Roman Catholic church in Dublin,
yeah,
posted, Pope Francis has made a worldwide request to pray and fast this Saturday for peace in Syria.
Mm.
And a lot of people are reposting that.
Yeah, that's good.
David says, why do our politicians assume inaction and state violence are the only options? Why is diplomacy never considered?
Mm. How do you have a diplomatic relationship with somebody like Assad?
Yeah, that's tough.
That is kind of tough, yeah. All right, what else?
Janet says all the warmongers should be voted out by the real commanders in chiefs, the American people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a bill in Pennsylvania with a look askance at Congress.
The reaction of the Congress at false. It's ridiculous. They're going to put us in a bad situation, and the only thing it's going to be suffer is the people of the United States, because these guys, they want to be big shots. That's all. The talk, no action. Nobody's killing us. Nobody's hurting the United States. Why do we as Americans have to pay our tax money to go fight somebody else's problems? I think we should mind our own business. Rand Paul is the only one I agree with 100% what he's talking about, and we should mind our own business, and I think the American people that start fighting each other, we should stick together like Americans and get these guys out of office as soon as possible, because they're going to destroy our country and destroying, you can see it, we're destroying it every day. And McCain, I think he should retire. Kerry, he should go bye-bye. He should go bye-bye. He was against Vietnam. Where is he going now? He wants to kill somebody else? What do you care? That's not our business.
Nah, he's entering. He's going to retire and become a poker player. That's his next life. All right, sir, thank you. 888-302-3684. Hear the passion in that voice. Let's see if Jim in Michigan has the same passion.
Chemical weapons could be launched probably just by a shoulder-mount weapon, and all it would take would be, a nation or the opposition force to just try to make it look like Assad used them by getting behind enemy lines and launching them. And I believe that the motivation to get America involved in this conflict would justify, in their minds, doing that.
888-553. Oops, that's the wrong number. You won't get anywhere if you dial that number. 888-302-3684. It's amazing how some of these calls, they're all sounding the same, Kenny. The input is...
Yes.
All right, so let's move on. We're going to spend some time talking about you look at some of the things that get people's emotions cooking, like a discussion of abortion. I want to pursue that in a moment without hopefully getting everybody's blood boiling, although I can't be responsible for how you take some of this information. Also, the story of a radio contest that went bad, really badly, and that update comes up in a moment. First, let me tell you something good, something really good about a way for you to get rid of the puffiness and the bags under your eyes. Best example I can think of, and I think I've ever seen, were the bags under Bill Clinton's eyes. Remember how puffy his eyes always looks because he didn't sleep. And he could well use Genucel stem cell therapy. I think, as a matter of fact, his eyes still kind of look that way, although he looks a little more rested. He's getting to look a little older, I think, frankly. So he could probably use Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. It's a new stem cell therapy cream that specifically targets your puffy, baggy under eyes. This is a cream... It's incredibly powerful. It's actually clinical-grade serum, which will give you results in a day or less. Well, your money back, that's right. Users could see Genucel working in 12 to 14 hours with dramatic improvement in just a week or two. 800-543-9262 gets you Genucel, which contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags, reduce the appearance of puffiness in just 12 to 14 hours. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology to improve the longevity. In other words, once you put it on, it lasts. It goes to work actually, and in long-term results measurement, it's extraordinary. So, 800-543-9262. Call now. Try Genucel risk-free. Say goodbye to the puffiness in the bags. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get the jar of legendary Esotique face cream free for trying Genucel. Two good reasons to call right now. 800-543-9262. Get the best skin care possible with the best results. Go directly to the company and get Genucel. 800-543-9262.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a Lifetime Achievement Award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
No, Michael, it's 23, not now. All right, it's 20, coming up on 20 minutes after the hour. This blows my mind, Kenny, when I think about the fact that this, I remember talking about this, and it doesn't seem like it was 6 years ago. Remember the Sacramento Morning Show contest that led to the water intoxication death of one of the listeners to the radio station? It was called, the contest was Hold Your Wee for Wee. It was Wee as in P for Wee as in the game, what do we call those things? The Wee, it's like...
Video games?
Video game thing, yeah.
Game system.
Game system, right. Anyway, so they were going to, the person who held their water the longest was going to get a Wee system. And unfortunately, one young woman, Jennifer Strange, died of water intoxication. Her family sued the radio station and the host of the program. The host of the program, a guy named Matt Carter, he was fired by the radio station. When the radio station, he was sued, they were paying the legal bills. He decided to hire his own lawyer and now has a legal bill of $807,000 that he's going to have to pay because the radio station says, we didn't tell you to go hire your own lawyer. So now, at his own expense, he pays $800,000, and I'm betting he probably doesn't have $800,000. But more, the fact that these things continue. This is 6 years, and they're still suing. They're litigating the case, which seems to me... But more and more, I mean, these nobody had intention to do any harm. Maybe they didn't use any common sense here for something like this. But radio stations used to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Don't anymore because of all the litigation. Lawyers ruining the radio business. Again, lawyers ruining something. 21 after on Good Day.
Oh, Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Gwen Stefani with the number one song during this week in 2007, The Sweet Escape. She is adding to her family, apparently. A parent once. She has two children, Zuma 5 and Kingston 7. The couple, Gwen Stefani and her husband, Gavin Rosdale, are apparently expecting their third child. They couldn't be happier. What would you expect them to say?
This is terrible. I don't want to have another kid.
I always love these, especially the entertainment media, news media, in a way to try to sensationalize. Gwen Stefani, pregnant again at 43. Yada, yada. 25 after the hour, time for a little fun. This portion of the program devoted to the late night shows and the hosts having fun in their monologues with Conan and Jay and David and Jimmy. We start with Conan.
This weekend, Burger King. That's right, I'm talking about Burger King. This weekend, Burger King debuted its new French fry burger. Yeah, French fry burger. So finally, a solution to the problem of having to reach for fries in between bites of your burger. That was something, yes, we finally...
There's no time! I even put my shake in there. It's a mess.
Congratulations, the amazing Diana Nyad, who finally achieved her goal of swimming 110 miles from Cuba to the United States. It's unbelievable. Probably deserves a round of applause. And when she finished, she said she experienced temporary confusion. In fact, when she landed, there were so many people speaking Spanish, she thought she swam in a big circle and wound up like she didn't realize...
By the way, happy Rosh Hashanah. It's the Jewish New Year. It's 5774. And I'm telling you, it's hard to believe we've been doing this show since 5754.
Isn't it?
Crazy, isn't it? But We have for you tonight a Biff Henderson, one of our stage managers, a Biff Henderson Rosh Hashanah classic moment.
Oh.
A classic moment, Biff Henderson Rosh Hashanah. Take it away.
You can feel the electricity surfing through the air as we usher in the newest Jew year.
This is kind of embarrassing. Senator John McCain is in the news after he was spotted playing poker on his iPhone during a hearing on Syria yesterday. Look at this photo. Someone got a photo of him doing it. It's real, yeah. Actually, it turns out it's not so bad when you hear that another group of senators are playing poker with actual cards. Someone's got to pay more attention. That's really bad. This was mad bad. That's right. McCain was playing poker during a hearing. The worst part is that he didn't even know he was playing poker. He was just trying to text his wife. He was just like,
how do I lose $1,500 asking Cindy what's for dinner, huh?
All right, so I don't know whether I find that. I think the McCain thing has had its day. It's run its course, as it were. 888-302-3684 is the number to call. History quiz time. Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right, see if you can figure out who this important person was. Agnes Gongza. I believe the pronunciation is Bojaxhu. All right. Agnes, you know how to spell that. Gongza, G-O-N-X-H-A. Last name spelled B-O-J-A-X-H-I-U. She went by another name. What was it? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. In his economic speeches, President Obama is now saying that a middle-out economic approach is far better for growth than a winner-take-all, trickle-down conservative approach. That right?
Even during the Reagan administration, when conservatism was at a fever pitch, there was a recession, and the Reagan administration actually spent its way out of that recession. We know that austerity and simply slashing everything doesn't produce broad growth and prosperity. You do have to grow it from the middle out.
I think that the Republicans have to try to get back the high ground on economics, and I do believe that the Republicans, after 2000, really bungled the image of conservatism and Republicanism. No Child Left Behind, Medicare Part D, the General Motors bailout, TARP. Those were all Republican ideas that weren't exactly small government ideas.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Marathon in your mind today. Welcome to another great American day, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day family and the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and you at 888-302-3684, and other ways of connecting with us. You'll need that number if you would like to participate in our 2020 history quiz, asking for an identification of this lady whose name was Agnes Gongsa Bojaxiu. Agnes Gongsa Bojaxiu. You know who that is? You win a swell prize if you do. 888-302-3684. We ought to have a Facebook or Twitter only contest, Kenny. What do you think at some point? Are those, you think that would work?
Sure.
Huh?
Sure.
Are you going to answer the question? If you want, and we could get people in 4 or 5 minutes to answer on Facebook too, right? You can try it both ways. Let's have it both ways. Kenny will monitor. You either call us at 888-302-3684 or go to facebook.com/goodday, Good Day Show, and tell us who Agnes Gongsa Bojaxiu was, one of the most famous women in the history, the modern history of the world. What other name did she use? Agnes Gongsa Bojaxiu. 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/goodday show as we move into yet another consideration of what Chelsea Manning wants. The former soldier Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning, wants a presidential pardon, and the official request went in yesterday to the Obama administration, who also yesterday, or which, I guess this is an impersonal pronoun, which would be necessary. The Obama administration concluded yesterday that legally married same-sex couples are entitled to military veterans benefits. The decision was announced in a letter to Congress by Attorney General Holder. The letter said President Obama has directed... Charlotte's not too happy about that, doesn't sound like, huh? Yeah, she's not happy at all about this. Charlotte, what's your problem? Anyway, okay, calm down for a second. The president has directed the Department of Veterans Affairs to stop enforcing two federal laws that define a surviving spouse as a person of the opposite sex who has the spouse of a veteran. The action based on the wording of the Defense of Marriage Act, it was June when we had a ruling on that. Yeah, Charlie agrees it was June. Says it's unconstitutional to treat legal same-sex unions any differently from heterosexual. I don't mean to make light of that, but Charlotte is very expressive, right? She's very interested in getting the story correct. All right, so we're going to, I promised we'd have a conversation, not that people have stayed by the radio to have a conversation about abortion, but there's something sort of strange that I want to highlight going on in Albuquerque and in Arizona, New Mexico, that whole area. So we'll get to it in just a moment. Stand by for that. Whilst I put Charlotte outside, you'll be able to listen to a couple of swell commercials. Maybe. Well, maybe not. As soon as we wake up. Anyway, let's see here. Michael! Yoo-hoo!
I'm here.
All right, how about we play a couple of small commercials?
We could do that.
All right, that's a good idea.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at shopyourway.com. See store for details.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Summer is nearly over, and families everywhere are going back to school. For parents, this is a busy time of year. To simplify and make this time more enjoyable, the lifestyle mom, Dana Hilmer, worked with Belvita to offer a few tips for busy parents.
Eating well starts with a good breakfast. While there are many good options for kids, parents often forget about fueling up with the right breakfast for themselves. Perfect for eating on the go and as part of a complete balanced breakfast, Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits provide nutritious morning energy and come in two varieties, mixed berry and oats and chocolate. To help stay organized, start a to-do list for yourself, your family, and your work. Only move on to other less important items once these are done. And avoid getting run down by scheduling family downtime. Before signing kids up for after-school activities, think first about family priorities and the impact activities have on schedules. With these things in mind, you can have a stress-free start to the school year.
For more about Belvita soft-baked breakfast biscuits, visit www.belvitabreakfast.com.
It's 20 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The program is ruled not by humans, but by dogs. And not
Absolutely.
Just any dog. It's Charlotte, who has been my constant companion for 10 years in my life, the most marvelous little thing, the most dedicated, the most focused. She is one of the best examples I could ever find of unconditional love. Now to find a two-legged woman who has the same devotion, that'll be the challenge.
Charlotte sets the bar really high.
She does, as a matter of fact, and she's very critical of the women who hang around with me or with whom I hang around. Speaking of women, all right, we're going to get one more shot at this, and then here's an example of somebody who would like to identify who Agnes Gonsta Bojaxiu is. Charlie, what do you think, or who do you think?
Was it Amelia Earhart?
Amelia Earhart. What an interesting, that's really a clever, interesting guess. Not right, but clever. Why would Amelia Earhart, well, I suppose if your name is Agnes Gonsta Bojaxiu, you might want to change your name. I will tell you this much, she was not an American, all right? Isn't there a movie, there was a movie about Amelia Earhart, or is there one in the making? I'm trying to remember. There was a movie, but now somebody is going to replicate that flight of America of Amelia Earhart.
Someone named Amelia Earhart.
Somebody named Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart something or other. Yeah, that's right. Got it. Thank you, Michael. Ken Kessler. Michael's at the controls in our studio in Washington, by the way. All right, so I'll give you another minute to figure out who Agnes Gonsta Bojack's you is, and if we don't have somebody who figures it out, we'll get to share the swell prize ourselves, Kenny. Meanwhile,
well, somebody on Facebook already figured it out.
Oh, really? Oh, well, so let's see if you have the right answer. Let's give them the credit. Who is it?
It's another Charlotte.
Oh, really?
She goes by Char. Char Mobley was the first one on our Facebook page to tell us that it was Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa, who was born Agnes Gongsa Bojacksiew, was one of the most compelling figures of the 20th century, I thought, anyway. She died on this date in 1997 at one of her missions. She happened to be in Calcutta. The only mission that I ever was in that she sponsored was in Addis Ababa. And it was one heck of an experience, I'll tell you that. Walking around in that hospital, seeing all the people. Only people who could get into the hospital were people who were actually dying of AIDS or malaria or something like that. And looking at those people in that hospital is just something that I will never, ever, ever forget. So she deserves our acknowledgement. Got the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. She was 87. Came from Albania originally. All right, so that's the story of Mother Teresa. Congratulations to Char or Charlotte, for whom there will be a swell prize. 888-302-3684 always connects with us. So there is an interesting place in Albuquerque called the Holocaust and Intolerance Museum. For the past month or so, there have been protesters, many of them teenagers, arriving wearing T-shirts that say, "Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust." These people who are protesting are demanding that the museum include an exhibit on what they say is the American genocide. It is the legal abortion of late-term babies. They have been wearing, let's see, I see a banner. I'm looking at some of the pictures of some of the people there. Albuquerque is America's Auschwitz. I don't get how the Holocaust and Intolerance Museum is a place for this, but, you know, you go figure. Albuquerque has become the latest flashpoint, for those of you who didn't know, in the abortion war. Operation Rescue, that group from Kansas, has been down there. There is a clinic in Albuquerque called the Southwestern Women's Option Clinic, one of only a few in the country that offers abortions in the sixth month of pregnancy. Now, I'm not bringing this to your attention to stir the pot, necessarily. I just think it's pretty compelling to see some of these people who go to the lengths that they do to protest abortion. For example, there's a story in this subtext story about Tara and Bud Shaver, who moved from Louisiana to Albuquerque largely to find a way to shut down this clinic. That's how strong their beliefs are. And you can Google any of these pictures of the young abortion opponents who call themselves the survivors of the abortion Holocaust, who are staging these protests. And so I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in later. I only think that it ought to be used in very extreme circumstances. That's just me. That's my belief. I'm entitled to it, like you're entitled to your belief. I don't want to tell you what to think, what to do. I would never presume to do that. I would if I were involved with somebody that was pregnant, and it may happen to be my baby. I would try to get them to go to term and have the baby adopted. That's my preference. But I don't believe others should tell people, if it's not your body, you don't really have any sway on it. You can say, well, I want to protect the rights of the unborn. You know, that's nice. It's a good cause. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like us going into Syria. It's not our fight. You may feel strongly about it because of your religious convictions and views, and that's swell, too. But if you can convince people in a nonviolent way to change their mind, I think that's good, too. But so much of this stuff involves so much anger and vitriol and hate. It's just awful. in the name of saving a life, he'll take another life. I remember, wasn't it, the guy's name was Tiller, right? Who got shot in front of his church, if I remember. It wasn't not in front of the clinic. Wasn't it in front of a church, Kenny? Do you remember? Offhand?
That sounds right. I don't remember the whole story, but
yeah.
That sounds right.
Anyway, so it's just something else for us to be thinking about here on the Good Day program. Here's, I was mentioning earlier the story of that radio contest that went bad in, where was it, in Sacramento. The guy's having to pay his own legal bills now, 6 years later. How many of you remember from earlier this year the story of, I think it was earlier this year, time goes so quickly, maybe I'm not right, Kate Middleton going into the hospital and the hoax that was played on the nurse in the hospital, the two jocks from the Australian radio station that called one of the lady on the air played Queen Elizabeth and the man on the air played Prince Charles, and they got by a nurse to talk to another nurse about Ms. Middleton's care, and the lady that took the call first committed suicide. And her family is suing the radio station and suing this, you know, there's all of these stories. But the UK's Telegraph says that the nurse had answered four calls from them. And apparently this wasn't the jocks acting on their own either. The bit was listened to by management before it went on the air. And I didn't remember that as being part of the story, Kenny. Pretty much everybody remembers the story from the point of view of the woman who was the nurse that committed suicide, who really had nothing to do with any of this. And so her family is suing. And so in court, they presented the case from the radio station's point of view that there was no harm intended and that this lady had taken four or five calls as these two tried to get through to the nurse that was on duty. So, you know, it's sad the woman committed suicide, but it seems to have been an act on her own, and I don't see how the radio people are liable for that. Do you, under the circumstances?
No, I don't see how they're liable for that. I know that the laws in the U.S. now protect people from anything like this happening, that you can't call from a radio station to someone else and put them on the radio without identifying yourself.
Right.
But apparently Australia doesn't have that rule.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's different there. All right. Let's say hi to everybody who's listening around the country. Massachusetts, a lot of people there, in Florida, Michigan, Washington State, Arizona, in the Midwest. There are a lot of people in Michigan and over in Montana and Minnesota. Kenny's in San Diego. Hi to the folks listening down there. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 11 before the hour.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time. And say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Order valid 8/25-98.
Football season is here at last, and Walmart has low prices on everything you need for the perfect game-time party, like TGIF Honey Barbecue Chicken Bites, Wishbone Italian Dressing, great for marinating chicken, delicious Red Baron Classic Crust Pizzas, and more. Not to mention Walmart's low price guarantee backed by AdMatch. So, Keep score of your savings and keep your party going strong all season long. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Sounds of the season, because believe it or not, there's a radio station going to start playing Christmas music today.
I'll talk about that later on. Man, is the world crazy. Woo! Nuts.
But we have to get to the end of the hour here before we do that. In this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. Information that we sort of build our conversation around here in the next few minutes comes from one Shelley Palmer, who is a New York-based reporter, investigator, overseer of all things technical. And today he's going to talk with you about a company that lets you upload animated photos on Facebook. Is that something that people have been wanting, Kenny, for a long time?
Yeah, they go back and forth on whether it's GIFs or GIFs. But
GIFs, GIFs, yeah, yeah.
You can put them on Twitter and on Google Plus and Pinterest and on Tumblr. You can put them almost everywhere else, but you haven't been able to put them on Facebook yet.
All right, so now that'll be a fait accompli. And so Shelley explains how that's going to work in just a moment here for you on Good Day.
Football season is here at last, and Walmart has low prices on everything you need for the perfect game time party, like tasty Deli Mex beef taquitos, Wishbone Ranch dressings, great for dipping, delicious Red Baron classic crust pizzas, and more. Not to mention Walmart's low price guarantee backed by AdMatch. So keep score of your savings and keep your party going strong all season long. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Internet's favorite type of picture, the GIF file, has finally made its way to Facebook's timeline, sort of. Giphy, a website that basically is a search engine for GIFs, recently designed a workaround to get animated pictures onto your Facebook page. Giphy has created a code that makes GIFs loop on Facebook, and it works exactly like posting a link to a video. You can't upload any GIF you want, though. It has to be one you find on Giphy's site. Once you find an image you want to share, copy the URL from that page or click Share GIF to add it to your timeline or newsfeed. Your Facebook friends will see it as a video, and when they click the play button, they'll get the looping GIF animation we've come to know and love. Facebook commented by saying the site does not support animated GIFs. While the workaround is somewhat limited and is far from officially sanctioned, GIFs have long last made their way to Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, every Sam's Club member gets a savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings on everything you need to kick off tailgating season, like party supplies, snacks, and drinks, plus the hottest Samsung electronics and LG TVs. Become a Sam's Club member today and get your savings book worth more than $4,500. Sam's Club. Join and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, Kenny, I was talking to somebody yesterday about the various types of equipment that are available. Everybody seems to talk about the iPhone. Some people still use the BlackBerry. Or what's another with the actual keyboard is below the picture frame? What is it? Is it something that begins with
those? Those are usually BlackBerries.
They are.
That have the keyboard on them.
Yeah. I always thought those were it seemed like it was something you could actually run, but I would think that with the keys the way they are like that, they could get dirty and maybe broken, whereas you have the keys on the screen. That doesn't happen too much anymore. I'm just looking at some of these new high-res tablets that have all of this various gear on them. Samsung apparently has a new high-resolution screen that people are attracted to. So it isn't just, I guess the point here is it just isn't the iPhone. There are a lot of things that are similar that you can use. I'm thinking about what to do for myself. I haven't figured it out yet, but another option. 59 past the hour.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.